Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. Call a friend, tell a friend. The Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Amen. And we want to hear from you and from you. Amen. We desire in all ways to reach for the grassroots understanding of all things that are happening. You might have a dream or a vision that God had showed you. And we would like for you to share that and amen, and tell someone and be able to, amen, understand, because, you know, the world is not built off of one person. Amen. God gave us the world, and in the night we're discussing, in the day, amen, concerning slaves of Antichrist, what it means. Many people today believe that they are acting on their dreams and visions and life, without realizing that the spirit of Antichrist is using them for their own agenda. He's deceiving them, and he's using their body, their mind, their job, their whole money, and many things that they are doing. And because they don't understand, amen, where God has set up and why God is not here, and he's using his churches, amen, it's like Noah, in the ark of safety in the church is like another ark. Amen. The Bible says, in the days of Noah and Lot, so shall it be. Amen. So the church is like another ark of safety. Amen. For those that accept God and accept his righteousness. Amen. Father, we thank you, O God, for what you are doing. And all the listeners ahead of time, O God, we thank you. Amen, for giving us and allowing us a chance to get it right. Amen. Lord, we have made many bad decisions and many of the problems that we have concurred, amen, because of wrong choices. But Lord, we thank you for giving us another chance. And above all, we thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for Jesus, amen. And he's helping us, and he understands. He came. Amen. Showing your love here on earth for all of us. Amen. Regardless of who we are, where we live. Amen. The pigmentation of our skin, the language we speak. God, you loved us. Amen. We thank you for that. We thank you, amen, because you love your creation. And we thank you for it. And we ask you to bless your listeners now in the viewing of this program, wherever they might be. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. God bless you, those of you who are viewing, amen, listen by computer. You want to share, you can always go to www.blogtalkradio.com/JCI Ministries. Amen. You can view this broadcast live, or you can go back another day and another day and another day, amen, and pull up the broadcast, amen, and review it again. We're going to start, we're talking about being used, other words, amen, by, amen, a fallen angel, amen. Satan, he desired to have his own earth and own heavens, amen, and he tried to destroy what God did, and he was evicted out of heaven. But before he was evicted out of heaven, amen, he had deceived half a third of the host of angels, and they came here with him, amen, involuntarily, amen. They was kicked out of heaven, and they came here, and they came here to be, amen, to be to destroy this world. And now what they are doing now, they are working a system of destruction. They're working a system of chaos, amen, against human beings and have them fight, steal, kill one another, amen, to entrap them, amen, whereby they slowly can be involved in a system of that they will create in the future. And many people call it 666, amen. But do they know now, according to 1 John, amen, we're reading tonight, today, the gospel according to John, the apostle John writing to the church and the believers, amen. He was saying, 1 John 4, and for beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are going out into the world. But this you know, the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. Every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. Amen. It's already in the world. Amen. The gospel reading, the apostle John, amen, was writing and he's telling to the church, amen, this spirit is already in the world. And notice here, amen, as well, the fourth verse says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, I've heard many times we are discussing and I guess over Bible study or just slowly just narrating the in problems and situation with each other. And people just hoping that, amen, elections or economy will get better and that the world would change back to where it used to be, old, quiet, you know, in some areas of the world, amen. They're looking for the world to change, to get better, amen. But there'll be no peace until the Prince of Peace get here. But at the same time, God said, amen, God has said in 1 John 4 and 4 that, amen, that's why God, in order for things to get better, God say what? He want to make you better, that your environment can change. You cannot change the environment. So God wants, he want to change you. Once he changed you, amen, things around you will get better because he be working with you. But don't depend on the world, amen, things around you to get better. No, and we're in the last days, the wars and rumors of wars and disease, amen, and pestilence in different places. Amen. So God narrowed it down. He said, now, amen, I love the world, so I'm getting it down, narrowed it down. I love the world, but I'm going to accept the ones that want to change, but I'm going to change that person. When I change that person, amen, Jesus said, I'll be with you always. Amen. So when he lived in a person's life, their life changed and their own environment changed. But don't try to change the world. Oh, no. 666 is coming. And the Bible speaks of it, amen. And you can see now the agenda of the enemy. His whole focus in teaching is destruction, death, amen, steal, kill, and destroy. So the world is being destroyed, amen, not by mankind, amen, by the fallen angel, amen. He wants to take over. He wants to dominate, control everyone, amen. If they are not under his domination, under his control, amen, they will. They will. So there's a lot of tricks going on there. There's a lot of games going on that the enemy is playing, amen, with your life and with your family, your health. And we want to expose that. We want to try to expose that, amen, wherever you are, amen. We'd like to hear what you have to say. All you have to do is dial 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. We have a toll-free number, 1-855-236-2252. Amen. And push 1 on your phone. Amen. And our technician will type you in. Amen. And we're talking about, amen, why the world won't get better. Because every human being, we have an enemy. Amen. In town. Oh, God bless you. We have a caller. Yes, sir. God bless you. And area code 561, the last four digits is 4556.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Daniel 5 says, he shall speak pompous words against the Most High, shall persecute the saints of the Most High, and shall extend to change times and law. Then the saints shall be given into his hands for a time, and time than half a time.
All right.
Amen.
Thank you for the.
He's going to come and be deceptive. He's going to play games and tricks, and many are going to succumb to him. But God's chosen few will not fall for his schemes, because God's chosen few are going to stick together, and they're going to pray, and they're going to strategize and stand strong in the holiness and the power of God.
All right. Do you think this, like First John said, amen, the Antichrist spirit is already here?
Amen.
Can you visualize anything that's happening? That you feel that he's part of
the senseless murdering of the saints and the senseless murdering of the young people.
Okay, all right.
How that Naaman spirit is in the police officers and anyone in position. And that Naaman spirit is just a jealous, evil spirit. It can be in anybody. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right.
But God will make a plan of escape for his people, and he will allow in some instances for his children to defend themselves. He's going to defend us, but in some cases he's going to allow us to be able to defend ourselves in different kind of strategic ways. Amen. If it's getting a way out of the enemy's grip or getting news to deter him, whatever, God is going to make a way for his people. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Thanks for calling, as always. And we are, amen, we are seeing now, we want to pinpoint, amen, where we think the spirit, amen, of the Antichrist, amen. Antichrist means he's against God. He's against anything pertaining to Christ, anything pertaining to the church, anything pertaining to, amen, law and order, amen. And he want to be known and dominant, amen. The enemy want to have everything in his hands, and he's constantly working through that end. And you have to be careful, because if you can't buy or sell anything, amen, if you can't buy, think about it, if you can't buy or sell anything, amen, unless you come to him, that means there has to be a deterioration somewhere, amen, and now we're not only in the economy, but in your economy, amen, where you have to be careful about how you spend all the time. Amen. All right. God bless you. Continue to call. Amen. Let's push 1 on your phone. Amen. And we'd be glad to hear what you have to say. amen, about this, because the enemy used deception. He hides himself behind half-truths. He hides himself. Now, don't think, amen, that you can get past him without God, amen, because he deceived a third part of the host of heaven, third part of the angels up there, amen. But God knew every step. God knew every step, amen. That's why God evicted him with the other Michael and Gabriel. They evicted him down here, and he's still at his same position, amen. He's hiding. He's hiding, amen, somewhere, amen. Things that you think going to get better, then next thing you know, the cover be pulled, and you say, oh, I didn't realize someone lied to me about this, amen. Well, that's why we have to stay prayerful. We have to stay prayerful and ask God about things, okay? All right, we're discussing now. We're sharing, amen. There's no big wrong answer. Amen. We just want you to see, maybe you have seen some things that are coming forth in the community. We know that our young people is in that, this generation is under attack. Amen. They're using drugs. The caller first said, talking about, no, they're changing laws. They're changing laws. But these laws seem as though it's not helping the human race. Amen. We know because the angels, the fallen angels and all of them, the devil say you can be free. You can be free to do anything you want to do. Anything that you want to do and go any place you want to go and live your life with no boundaries. No boundaries. Amen. All right, do we have another caller? Just press 1 on your phone and our technician would type you in. Amen. If we type you in, amen. Or you can go to some friends and relatives, call them and tell them to go to their computers, and they can type in www.blogtalkradio.com, amen, / JCI Ministries, and you can view the whole program. Two or three people listen to it live, amen. And this might be something to help young people today, and those who feel that the church is a problem. They feel because this spirit and the actions that is going to go forth, which is already going forth, it's already going forth, amen. It has to be chaos. The economy has been fallen for we all can decide that we need this powerful number. We need these powerful programs that in our life we can buy. Amen. All over the world. Now, that's not one part of the world. All over the world. All over the world. Amen. It has to be total chaos. Amen. Because the devil, all he do is destroy. He doesn't like human beings at all. And many people don't understand that. But you see people being killed, babies, families, destruction. That's a part of the Antichrist spirit. Steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. Destroying the truth and peace. Anything God has set up, anything that's for peace and for healing, amen, for saving, you should save. If you feel that your economy, where you cannot find a way, amen, to be able to take care of your family legally, amen, then you should pray and ask God, say, Lord, help me to provide for my family, my home, amen. Pray for your job, amen, that they don't get caught in this movement, amen. And you realize in the last 5 or 6 years, how the economy, amen. One man, some men, 1 and 2, amen. The economy went wild. We might say, amen. History began to repeat itself. So let's begin to examine amen, ourselves tonight. Somebody might have something to say today, amen, that you had a dream or vision. Might be some technology coming out, amen, some type of product that you would like to talk about, amen, some religion as well, amen. That's one of the major areas, because the enemy want to be worshipped. He want to be worshipped. Amen. He just won't come out and say, if you find it, any war go on, it's about worship. Amen. Anything goes on, it's a fight against God. It's a fight against God. God ordinance. Because it does not feel to be real. The enemy used things that God had already set up. Yes, he does. He used things that had already been set up. All right, you can dial 1 toll free. 855-236-2252. Push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're talking about the spirit. Amen. Being slaves of the Antichrist spirit. Amen. Being slave. Amen. You're in a situation and you can't get out of it. Amen. But you think it's you. You think and say, well, I can get out when I get ready. All I have to do is make some adjustments. Yes, you can. And thank God for that option he give us. Amen. We can turn to God. For those that know there's a real God, we can turn to God and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your help. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. Area code 1-347-215-8816. We're talking about the spirit of Antichrist. The spirit of Antichrist. Amen. Notice in the book of 1 John, we're going to read another scripture. Amen. In 1 John, the 2nd chapter, in the 18th verse, deception, the last deception concerning the Antichrist, and it's the 18th verse. Little children, is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Now, here is you don't hear this too much about, amen, when the Antichrist coming, and, you know, what's the signs, and There are many, many false churches, many false doctrine and religions talking against Christ, preaching against the church, preaching against God, saying that there's no God, there's no right church. Amen. This is what Apostle Paul, John is talking about. Amen. I think we have another caller. The area code is 305. And the last four digits is 4271. All right.
God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Doctor. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm well. I'm just sitting listening to this thing about the Antichrist and the slaves to it. Now, that kind of grabbed my attention right there.
Mm-hmm.
When you slave to something, you're aware of what you're doing, but you can't break from it. And I thought about how the scripture teaches that the whole world is guilty before God.
Mm-hmm.
And he sent Jesus. You see what I'm saying? Jesus
mm-hmm.
is the antidote for the
mm-hmm.
guilt. Matter of fact, right. he come to redeem us. He come to free us. And we are looking at the players now that's presently on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And so the whole idea, Bishop, is God to get us prepared or get us ready. You see that he can receive us because he's
mm-hmm.
already set a. God have already set a date for this world's demise. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody knows it, but he sent Jesus, you understand, to get those.
Yeah.
And the wonderful thing about it is that he's taking all volunteers, you
mm-hmm.
see. So the preaching of the cross is the solution to this whole thing, and that's where the anti come in at. There are roadblocks. The scripture says that he's seeking whom he may devour. You see,
mm-hmm.
the race is on because God got a set time, and the scripture teaches how he have set this thing so that destruction is in his hand. Man is doing this and doing that as though they have the power, but it won't work. You see, because
yeah.
God have said, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna get you, amen. But you gotta be prepared. So this is the
mm-hmm.
anti thing. Now you notice today, many things that are happening in our day that hasn't
mm-hmm.
happened before, and that's the culmination of the days of Lot and the days of Noah. You see.
Mm-hmm.
And we look at it as though it's something terrible and new, but it's just the Antichrist spirit, as you read there, that's already working, you see,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
festering. It gets worse. That's why you see, we're looking at that Romans chapter 1, and you see the whole idea, you see, men's affections. So Jesus
mm-hmm.
came to take away our sin, and when your sins are removed, your affections and things change. But I like what he said. He looked at the volunteers. He said, "Now you set your affections on things above." You
yeah.
see, so the whole
mm-hmm.
idea is to stop us. You understand? From getting ourselves in order and prepared for that great day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what the whole Antichrist about it. And I'm looking at the fact, the scripture that you read concerning John. See, love of many and waxing colds. And see, we looking at this homosexual thing, but this homosexual thing, it's more to that demon than just men after men and women after women.
Yes.
You see, it to stop
mm-hmm.
the love of the saints. You see, you can't walk in God love and sin too. You can't do it. You got to let one of them alone. And see,
mm-hmm.
God has already have us set up for heaven. See, if you miss heaven,
mm-hmm.
you miss it because you're not volunteering. You don't want to go with him. You want to stay in what you want to stay in. So the finish. What I'm saying is that as long as the gay man walk in that stuff that he that style he is, he cannot be saved. You see,
mm-hmm.
As long as the adulterer keep doing what he doing, he cannot be saved. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
As long
mm-hmm.
as the fornicators, you see, and see, even fornicating, it's just like the homosexual thing, because the body is being filtrated with filth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the gay man it's been filtrated with filth. The adulterer is being filtrated with filth. See, Jesus said, he wrote there to the Hebrews that God Himself will judge the homemongers and adulterers. So the whole
yeah.
idea, the whole anti thing, is to stop men from coming to Christ. And we see it clearly today. Men are lifting their head as though, now we are to be like Jesus. We ain't Jesus. We ought to look to him. You see what I'm saying? And when that
uh-huh.
homosexual thing is bold and is strong, and God hates it. It's abominable. So God says that unless you be reprobates, Paul even talked about being reprobates, the gospel can't help you. You disqualify yourself. So the whole idea is, as you were saying, Bishop, you act like you got all day and all time. What the scripture said, now is the time, the day of salvation. Yeah. You can't put this thing off because tomorrow ain't promised to none of us. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So as long as these people are doing what they doing, God see it all. As long as that and what strengthened me is they can be saved if they just will turn to Jesus. That's what really keeps me going. If they turn to Jesus, he'll wash them from that. He'll break the yokes in the life. Ain't that so? They could be living with one another, but you come to Jesus, amen, he'll annul that mess and clean them up. But the anti-thing, the enemy is at the forefront of it. And let me just say this, and I'll be done. I got to look at this demon that Jesus said, what's your name? He said, we legions, we are men. And you remember that guy?
Yeah,
He legions. It was many of them. And you look at the characteristics of all the devils. The man was indestructible. Amen.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He cut himself. He bled. He pined. Mm-hmm. He whined. He cried.
Mm-hmm.
He lived outdoors. You see mm-hmm. homelessness today. All this stuff.
Yes.
And it's to stop, take people's hopes away. You see, but I like it. The scripture says when someone asks you with a hope that lies within you, he said, be ready to tell them. So that's that anti thing. That you're being we are being slaved to it, and he affecting some of us, and we don't even understand how it works. You see what I'm saying? Men with men, women with women, people hating one another, listening to the gospel and won't turn away from it. The gospel is the only thing that's gonna free us. If you believe it, Jesus said everything is possible. Thank you, Bishop.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. And that is the why the enemy, amen. You have to remember the enemy, his whole desire, even from the garden, amen, to get men and women voluntarily, amen, to turn from God's commandment, turn from God's way. Adam and Eve had nobody else in the garden, the only two human beings, for as I have read, amen, and he deceived them and talked to them and seduced them and whereby they saw, amen, that they can be in control of their lives and do what they wanted to do by eating of that tree. Amen. Good and evil. Amen. They have the right choice. They can do what they want to do. And the enemy talked them out of the garden. Talked them out of the garden. And we have to understand, amen, what I see in this, and that's why it's good to have two or three of us discussing, and I love this format that we all can call in, and God can give a revelation of this, amen. And I thank God for that. It's a strong word that sometimes we overlook, amen, is repentance, amen. If you say whatever you've been involved in, amen, whatever it is, breaking God's laws, and you come to yourself and you find out that, Lord, I'm wrong, this thing is wrong, and ask God to forgive you, repent, and then turn from that the best way you know how. That's the church. That's the church right there. There's anything that the enemy fight against, the world talk against, amen, the truth, amen, the truth will set you free from that. Amen. And you have to understand there's two sides to this thing, and people don't want to accept it. Amen. You notice what God did to those, amen, that fought directly against him. When people have never come to reality, amen, that God allowed you to go so far, You can fight against him and call him names and whatever. When he get to the position, history repeats that. Amen. The world was so in chaotic condition. Amen. And the Lord said, when God said he repented, that's a lot of long suffering he went through. Because look at the world now, and we're still living. And he said, I repented that I made man. I made man. But he saw a family, and he delivered them through the ark. Amen. He destroyed the whole world. He destroyed the whole world. Now, there was children there, grandmama, auntie, aunt this and aunt that, and whoever, giants, whatever was in the land. The flood wiped them all out. Wiped them all out. They got together. The world got together again, and they built a tower. Amen. And they got so high. They got so far. Then God moved. So don't think God, love is tough. God love us. Amen. He love us. So we pray that those that are listening, amen, if you've been overtaken, amen, so seduced, and that's what that the Antichrist spirit does. He seduce you. Amen. We have another caller. Amen. We have another caller coming through. Amen. But he seduced you, Paul had said in the last evil days, amen, concerning seducing spirits, amen, doctrines of demons, amen. They are lovers of pleasure. Oh, we're having a good time. The enemy will give you a good blinding time. You be so blind, be so happy, and, you know, and so involved in what's happening, and you can't rest and can't eat and can't sleep. Amen. Instead of having such a good time, and Paul said, love is a pleasure. Amen. That's what the devil does. He closes the eyes that you can't see your leg falling off. You can't see your home falling apart. You can't see, amen, you're just throwing your money out the window. You can't understand about your health. Amen. You're blinded. You're blinded. Amen. You can't see, amen, things of people stealing from you. You don't have time. He's ripping and running, ripping and running. Amen, amen. But God loves you, and that's what the church is about, telling you, slow down, hold on, wait a minute, slow down. Slow down, hold on. You don't have to do this. You don't have to do this. God wants you to live for him. You don't have to please people. Amen. But once you're a slave, amen, amen. So those that fighting against God's commandments, and fighting against God, man can't stop them. But you know, love will stop you too. Love will stop you. Love got lines drawn, and God, I thank God for his love above all else. Amen. Love will wait. He will stand there and wait. Amen. Okay, we have a caller. We don't want to. Amen. We thank God for you. Don't want to run you off. If anybody have another statement concerning, amen, we always enjoy our callers. We get a lot of revelation from the Lord and Holy Spirit. That's why it's good to talk to one another. Talk. Amen. You might not be able to figure out, amen, why you can't get your budget in order. Amen. You might not be able to figure it out, but amen, praying and sharing with one another, and the Holy Spirit can show you something. Amen. You might not get to understand, amen, why, amen, your health is sometimes just slowly slipping away. And God can show you something. Amen. Amen. He come to restore, heal, and deliver. Jesus come to put back what been destroyed. Amen. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. 1-855 toll free 236-2252. And just push 1 on your phone, or you can dial 1-347-215-8816. 666 says you won't be able to buy or sell. You won't be able to buy or sell. Amen. You won't be able to buy anything for your children, medication, Anything for Grandma, Uncle Ed, amen, Grandpa, and the neighbor across the street, amen, or your children that's, you know, having problems with their finance. Unless you come to Him. How does that sound? It doesn't sound like freedom to me. Amen. Unless you want to trade all of that just for a good time. Amen. Moses said one time that, amen, he'd rather be with the saints. Amen. I'm paraphrasing. He said, I'd rather, amen, live with the God's people than just be involved in things just for a season. Amen. It comes and goes, comes and goes. Amen. Things come and go. Money, if you can write your name and put a track on money, amen, things come and go. Things come and go. Money take wings, Proverbs says, and take wings and flies. All right, we always coming around to close to the hour. We pray that it can be a help to you. Amen. The only change you're going to get, according to God, is first change yourself. Amen. Change yourself by what? Accepting Christ. Amen. And Paul said, old things begin to pass away, and all things become new. Amen. Don't worry about it. Don't try to change the world. Fight people. Let them do what they want. Let them live the lifestyle they want to do. Amen. Live for God. Just live for God. Amen. Those of you that's free in Christ, don't get upset about what's going on. Amen. Pray for them. Walls and rumors of walls and lifestyle that are happening. God freed you, amen, in order that you can pray for others. Amen. Don't let the lifestyles, amen. Pray for them brothers and sisters, and pray for young men and this young generation. Amen. They caught up in the technology. Amen. You got young people out there, they can take a laptop and a cell phone. And amen. Many years ago, we walked around. Amen. We had a little buzzer, a little beeper. And those that had a beeper. Amen. But now the little babies got cell phones and laptops and iPads. And this technology. This technology. Amen. Someone, how the enemy going to contact everybody in the world? Everybody in the world. He knows. He knows. Amen. You say, well, Bishop, I got a place I can go or fly. Amen. And get my stash of this, that, and that. I know a man I can buy some things from, some food. No. I think the Bible is true. I believe the Bible is true. You might not accept it on salvation, but amen. You see what's going on now in the world. People don't believe the Bible. They don't believe things that they think. But the Bible is true. It'll tell you. It's telling you what's happening now. Amen. Read the Bible. Amen. Now they're attacking the Bible. The enemy will attack the Word of God. See, it's not written right. This thing, the other. But the ones that do have the Bible, it says wars and rumors of wars. Diseases and the changing of times. Amen. That's written. That's written. Amen. All right, the Antichrist, we're going to read, amen, another portion of the scripture. Amen. While we have another caller coming in, we was reading from 1 John, the second chapter, the 18th verse. Paul was saying, little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come, for which we know that it is the last hour. Amen. We can stay there, and always you can always hear about the new faith coming up, and those that have think they have their only faith in the world. They want to conquer the world. Does that sound like the Antichrist? They're going to conquer the world, and they want the world, amen, to bow down to their God, to be, amen, fight against They'll fight against you and kill you and shoot you. Amen. You got to bow down to them. You got to eat what they tell you to eat, sleep where they tell you to sleep. That sound like Christ? That sound like, amen, but that's against Christ. That's against Christ. 19th verse say, they went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they would have been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be manifested that none of them were of us. Amen. When you hear of a lot of schisms going on and departure from the faith, you know, the faith, the old, what you hear, amen, the foundation of our forefathers and the saints of God, the ones that, amen, they didn't have all the technology, but they lived right. They kept the laws of God. They loved one another. Amen. They weren't so easy to condemn leaders in the vision that the leadership have. Amen. Because the leaders have the blood on their hands. God charged real leaders, amen, to tell the truth. And if they don't tell the truth, amen, they won't know how to fall asleep. But they have a problem with God, and you don't want to have a problem with God. Make it short. But these people that's against Christ, against the church, amen, they will tell you that you can do anything. You can do anything. But they left from the church. They left out. And this is what the writer was saying, that, amen, they had to leave out, in other words. 20th verse say, but you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. I have not written to you because you did not know the truth, but because you know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he who denies that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist, who denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son does not have the Father either. He who acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Amen. You can be bullied, pressured by those that say they are right, amen, about God, amen. So they come to change the world. They're going to set up communions. They're going to set up communities. They will set up, amen, all kind of programs and say that, you know, you can live here, everything will be okay, as long as we live in this area, as long as we do this and do that. But they are imposters. They're imposters. Amen. They want to be worshipped. When you find any man or woman, amen, they want to be worshipped. They want you to bow down. They want you to feel that you can't get nowhere without having their say-so for as your spiritual growth. Amen. The Holy Spirit, he that is in you, is greater. Amen. The more you apply yourself to God, amen, you can be like a tree planted. God want to empower you, amen, because in you grows the kingdom of God. And you are an ambassador, a prince to the house, most highest God. So wherever you go in this world, amen, we need more witnesses walking around showing that God is love. Amen. Showing the love of God. Amen. Whatever lifestyle might rise up, amen, to show the love of God. Show the love of God in them. Amen. I know it might sound, I know I'm being recorded. Amen. But, amen. Drugs, alcohol, amen, sexual activities, amen, that's not going to stop God's program. Amen, stealing, destroying, that's not going to stop God's program. It's going to destroy this world. It's going to destroy this world. But God has given us, amen, a way out. Ain't that right? God has given us the church. Amen. All right. God bless you. God bless you, doctor.
Amen.
Erica, you back on the air. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I said, just sitting here listening to you. And you're absolutely right. He has given the church is a gate. And Jesus is the door. And so we are allowing the Antichrist spirit to increase its strength, because you got to tell the people the truth. You see, I look at and I'm not being critical, but Bishop, I had to drop the things I was doing, my total, and it took a whole lot out of me for me to really get away from the happenings and church as usual, so I can get a good look at myself. As you were saying, how the enemy steal from us. You see, we think we are there's the idea that you are really doing what God have you to do by being able to talk to a thing and speak to a thing, but that's God wants just the opposite. He uses you more in quiet than in moving. You see. Because we have to be prepared to attack this Antichrist spirit, because it's so subtle. You see what I'm saying? And it's right. and when it hits it destroys what did Satan say? He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And by the time he finished with you, you feel less than a man. You see? Is it like a bird sitting on a limb? And the bird gone, but the limb is still shaking. Ain't nothing with that. You see, you're like a tree that's full of fruit, and the fruit done has fallen off. You understand? But the tree is ever so green and look like it's so productive. But we talk about serving God. You see, and you can't do this kind of stuff. And I'm totally in total agreement with you. And I know you're putting it out there, but I want you to know, because this is the reality of what's happening today. If you don't come to Jesus while you got time, ain't no magic, that don't work. You see what I'm saying?
No.
You're talking about the foolishness of preaching. That's the medicine. You can't dress this thing up and make some concoction or mix up phrases and doctrines. No. It's got to be upon his bloodshed and what he did, and we got to accept that. You see. And ain't nothing. Some are saying you got to do this and you got to do that. No. You just got to get in your mind that the God's will is for us to be saved. And I'm running with all I know. And you have to drop some stuff and turn away from the status quo and get your heart full of love. Because this thing is something that Antichrist devil and you talk about slave bishop. I know the Holy Ghost must have, because he's been dealing with me for a while now about this same subject. That's why I marvel when my wife said she said I think Bishop made a mistake. She said I don't completely know what he talking about, slave to the Antichrist. I said to myself, he know what he talking about. But Because that's exactly what's going on. That's exactly what's going on, you see. So that's my input in this, because it's a serious matter. It's a right now matter, you see. You got this thing all in it. It's the centerfold of government now. It's in the Supreme Court. It's in every branch. You understand? They're talking about what they're going to do and squeeze it. The whole nation look like it's squeezing God out for something else that seemed to look better. But there is no, that God is is our only hope. And I take him for myself. I see it's going to be like the old timer used to say, you got to walk this thing by yourself. It ain't saying you selfish. It just said you got to fix your own house up. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So that's what I'm looking at, and I thank God for you, Bishop, because your folk need to hear that God haven't changed His mind.
The plan was that
He sent His Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, you see, and for sin He died,
and that don't change nothing.
I don't care what the devil come. He come wearing pink this and purple that and orange that and symbolizing that, but it still don't change that His blood, Jesus' blood, washes from all sins. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
God bless you. We had to close. We can do have a closing. Amen. We're looking at Revelation, the 22nd chapter. Amen. In the Apostle John is writing in 27th chapter in the 10th verse. And he said unto me, do not seal the words of the prophets of this book, for the time is at hand. He who is unjust, let him be unjust still. He who is filthy, let him be filthy still. He who is righteous, let him be righteous still. He who is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly. My reward is with me to give every man according to his works. A reward is with me to give everyone according to his works. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that he may have the right to the tree of life and may enter through the gates into the city. But outside are dogs and sorcerers and sexual immoralities and murderers and idolaters and whosoever loveth and make and practice a lie. Amen. The book of Revelation make it clear. There'll be many other people coming. There are many things that are happening, but they're going to be outside the gate. Amen. They're not going to be here. And God has the final say-so. That's why, amen, if you're not with him, God got a hole in place for you. And he's the only one that can destroy mankind. Amen. God, the only one that can destroy mankind. God bless you for listening, all of you. Amen. We thank God for you making this program what it is, and you're sharing it, amen, with others, amen. You shall know the truth, the Bible said, and the truth shall set you free, amen. Love everybody. Let God be judge, amen. And in the book of, in the last days, Apostle James says that true religion, amen, to love the widows and orphans, amen. Love conquer. Love is still in control. You might not like it, but God got in control. The power was still in his hand. And if I was you, amen, I would love to be with God. God bless you. Until next time, amen. God bless you.